Welcome to the Jennings Ware Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that's capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, a practicing medium who not only communicates with spirits, but is also a successful attorney licensed to practice law in Florida, D.C., and before the United States Supreme Court. Mark Anthony is author of the bestseller, Never Letting Go, which is the definitive guide to healing grief with help from the other side. So welcome, psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Stacey. It's great to be here.
Of course, the first question I'm sure you always get is, what in the heck do you mean by a psychic lawyer? And if you're a psychic lawyer, is there a conflict of interest there at all, ever? Has it ever gotten in the way of you doing your job?
Yeah, it's so funny because people, I get some bizarre questions on Facebook and in emails. They say, do you handle legal affairs for people on the other side? And I'm thinking, if there's a legal system in heaven, they ought to rename it hell. What my brand means is that I was born a psychic medium, but I am an attorney and henceforth the psychic lawyer. So I'm a psychic who is an attorney who happens to be a psychic medium. And does it give me an unfair advantage? I've gotten asked that question a lot. The fact of the matter is, Stacey, we're all given a skill set in life. And I know some lawyers, their skill set is they will cut you in two for $20. I know others that can cross-examine their own grandmother into a pile of jelly. Mine is where I pick up on feelings of people and I have the ability to communicate with spirits. Does it make me invulnerable or all-knowing or all-seeing? No. It gives me insights, and many times very valuable insights that have given me the cutting edge in court. So we're all given a skill set. This is the one I've been given, so I use it to the best of my ability.
Now, this question just popped up for me when I was listening to your response there. When you're communicating with spirits, are you a criminal defense lawyer?
Yes, I'm a criminal defense lawyer. I've also practiced personal injury.
Okay, so to me, I'm thinking, if you're a defense lawyer and you're dealing with a murder case and you are representing the accused, do you ever feel the spirit of the victim?
Things like that have happened, but you have to realize that I don't walk around all the time open where spirits are just flooding to me. And when I see mediums that claim that that's what happens to them, they're actually degrading the quality of the contact. You have to let the spirit world know I'm either doing this or I'm not open to this right now. Where I have found my ability the most useful is during jury selection. And in my book, Never Letting Go, I talk about there was a trial where I was representing this redneck who got into a fight. And so it was a crime of violence, but I kept being drawn to this one juror, whom I call juror number 9, and I could feel a female presence around her, a spirit. So I knew that there was somebody connected with her that wanted to communicate, and I could feel this tightening around my throat. So I knew that there was something going on with her throat and breathing prior to passing. So it's important as a lawyer to make sure I have the most fair and impartial jury as possible. So I asked this woman, have you or has anyone in your family ever been the victim of a violent crime? And it was amazing, Stacey. I mean, the tears just came from her eyes, and then she looked up and said something I wasn't prepared for. A year ago, my sister was in a foreign country when she was strangled by an escaped mental patient. And everyone in the courtroom was looking at me, and my client, I can hear him going, dude, what are you doing? And they didn't teach me in law school how to deal with this. Yet I had this woman's sister coming through who wanted to deliver a message to her, and I had my client sitting here that I had an absolute right and an obligation to provide a zealous defense, and I had a foot literally in both worlds. And if the listeners want to find out what happens, you're going to have to read Never Letting Go.
All right. Well, that's a tease, Mark, if I ever heard one. I'm going to have to find out now, of course. We'll have to find out. Now, I know that in addition to you being an attorney that has a psychic medium and this ability, that your parents were also psychics.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now, so I, to me, I'm like, oh man, Mark must have never gotten away with anything as a kid. If you have parents,
it was horrible.
Right? I mean, you weren't able to do anything. It was just,
you know,
they knew it all.
You know, I think all parents have a bit of a sixth sense. I mean, you always kind of know what's going on with your kid, especially if something awful is happening. But the fact of the matter is, both, you know, this is a genetic trait. This is a hereditary trait that runs in my family for generations. And let me tell you something, being a teenager, and teenagers are always up to something. It doesn't necessarily mean something illegal or bad, but you know, teenagers are always up to something. It was awful. I'd come home and, where were you? And I'd say, you know, where, you know, I thought, you know, wanted them to think I was. No, you weren't. I mean, they always knew.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, as I got older, my parents went from being adversaries to being, you know, my best friends. And it was really quite a privilege to have the mother that I did, whom I could sit down and discuss auras and future events and spirit communication with. But I like to joke that my childhood was like the Sixth Sense meets Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right. That makes a ton of sense. That's really fun. I just imagined that whole scenario that you discussed is playing out like on a daily basis as a teenager who is just kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit, never being able to get away with anything. So that's kind of funny. Now, what about, you know, do you feel like everyone has a little bit of psychic ability in them, and can they use that kind of, like we just said, sixth sense, that psychic sense in their daily lives?
Let me answer that by asking you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe you have intuitive feelings, and do you trust your women's intuition?
Yes, and sometimes.
Yes, and it should be all the time, right? Because when
right.
when you haven't, all right, and a part two of my answer, when you have disregarded your women's intuition, have you A, been happy, or B, wished that you had not?
Right. I should have seen that coming, kind of a deal, right? Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Now, mm-hmm. women are a lot better about trusting their feelings and trusting their intuition than men are. And so when I talk to groups of men, and if I talk about intuition, oh, I don't have intuition. I go, all right, guys, you got instinct. They all look up, you know, because like, you know, Harrison Ford has instinct. Ryan Gosling has instinct, you know. And what it is, you can call it whatever you want. Instinct, intuition, feelings, a gut feeling. We all have psychic ability because our physiology is all the same. It's just that some people are better at it than others. It's some people are better chefs than other people. Some people are better auto mechanics than others. Some people are better at math than others. And some, you know, are better physically than others. It's just that in my family, this appears to be a recessive trait, which means not everybody has it, but a lot of people do. And when both your parents carry the same genetic predisposition, then both of it ended up in me. So yeah, we all have it. It's just that some people are better at it than others, and some people ignore it, and others don't.
Well, we're running out of time. I wish we could talk a little bit more, and I know our listeners would love to learn more about you, Mark Anthony, of course. You can learn more about his book, Never Letting Go, and of course get the ending to that story, which I'll have to find. And services, you can visit Mark's website, neverlettinggo.com, learn all about everything. Be like his parents. No worrying. Do anything. Just kidding. But thank you, Mark, for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stacey, and to all the listeners. God bless you.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.